This Carrie and Tommy catch-up will make you feel good. For Christmas gifts that'll make your family and friends feel good, there's no place like Priceline.
Sure is. Welcome to Friday Eve. Carrie Bickmore.
Oh, we're almost at the end. That's not a song. I just made it up.
No, I had no impression at any moment that that was a professional recording at one point in time.
Sorry, I've got music on my mind because my friend at work just gave me a whole lot of mixtapes, like full-on old-school mixtapes to birth to. She's so lovely.
You're also...
You know when people are just special people and they do nice things and you're like, gosh, you're a lovely human.
Yeah, and you know when people are the opposite of that and then they take your trust and they just betray it in one of the most horrible ways possible?
Yeah,
you know
that's
that,
me.
Right? You know that?
Yeah,
you
know that feeling? Know that. It's so fun, though.
Later in the show... We are going to play out the whole, I'm calling it a traumatic ordeal for myself. What would you call it?
I'm just going to call it the success of Prank Girl, really, because that's what it was. It was Prank Girl 1, Prank Boy zip.
Prank Girl was not a character that I was familiar with. Prank Boy, known and loved around the land. But Prank Girl did emerge earlier this week.
Because we're in 2018 now. I mean, there shouldn't just be a Prank Boy. It's got to be a Prank Girl.
Yeah. By 2019, it would just be Prank Person. You might be able to use one or the other. And Prank Girl, boy, did she come out with a real packing punch for her first epic prank. Here's a little bit of what happened.
Son?
Yep?
You just need to relax.
Okay. Really? But are they going to be okay? Everything's going to be okay.
They're at a hospital.
Okay.
And they're together.
That is our producer, Sonda, crying there after I just dropped, I thought, Carrie Bickmore off at the hospital. Turns out I dropped Prank Girl off at the hospital. Mm. You'll hear all the sordid details of that.
I was in labour and about to have the baby, and your reaction, wow.
I had to speak to bosses from our network, bosses from the project. Anyway, you'll hear all about that later on. Up next, I've got a little update for you.
Yes.
In regards to Air Tomisca.
Tomisca.
Yes, of course, the amazing company that we kicked off yesterday.
Yeah, I reaped the benefits of Air Tomisca today. We need to discuss this.
We're going to talk about that next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I want to talk about Air Tomisca because yesterday we put the call out. I'm raising money for Spinal Cord Injuries Australia for my marathon, and I thought we need to put some tasks out there.
Well, you've decided you want to make $50,000, which is going to be a lot of money to raise.
Yes, but as most people know,
and I would do anything for
cash. And so people started calling in with suggestions of things that I could do.
So you were willing to do whatever people wanted, and then as long as they pledged some cash to your charity.
That's exactly right. Now, we did have Maddie call in. Maddie, the great man. He's from Diamond Vision Landscapes, and he said, come wash my car, right? Timing has not worked out. His car is filthy. He works 7 days a week, but they do amazing stuff. I checked out their Facebook page. You should too. Diamond Vision Landscapes. Check it out.
Did you wash the car or not?
Well, no, but for that mention, $300 towards Spinal Cord Injuries Australia. Right. Great stuff.
This feels like telethon.
Yeah. as you also know, your mate from the wonderful folks at Cargo Crew who make these amazing aprons.
Yes, they're awesome.
They
do them in little kids ones too. Evie's got one.
Cute.
So cute.
Get yourself a Cargo Crew apron. They said if you make breakfast for the whole team, they'll donate some money. And then it ended up being breakfast for you because.
Yep. And you made me breakfast.
How was it?
It was so bloody delicious. It was amazing.
I like to think that at no point you doubted it was going to be delicious.
I mean, I did, I'll be honest.
Damn it.
Yeah, okay. I thought you were going to do what you normally do and just go get me something from the shop and pretend you made it.
No, I did it. I even bought all the ingredients.
I know.
Yep.
Okay. I know.
Good. I shouldn't brag about I even bought all the ingredients.
I went to a shop.
I didn't even send the help. I did. And we've got a bit of audio of me cooking here.
Ow!
Now that's
very hot.
Yeah, because the bacon was popping a lot. But the reason I'm going out is because usually people are covered up.
Yeah.
But I was shirtless in the Cargo Crew apron because Caitlin, our producer, I thought that's what I had to do. But then I'm reading in the notes here from yesterday. Did I have to do that?
Are you wearing any?
Yeah. Yeah, no. That was us. That was required.
Well, because then Sonda, our producer, said that wasn't even part of it.
Oh, because she wanted you to wear your... We were arguing about whether she was going to wear your jocks or not.
But then, did I cook topless for no reason?
Yeah, because she it was topless for the cargo crew.
Yes, that's right.
But just
right.
for you, I it got was clothes a bit on. Weird, clothes yeah. on, but Tommy stripped off.
You just made it weird, babe.
It's so weird. Yeah.
Did you flex your guns too? What's happening with your guns there? God. You're so... That's photoshopping or something. What's happened there?
Put no, that
I
online.
I haven't photoshopped it.
Oh, your guns are looking good, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah.
Anyway, cargo crew, great work. Thank you for your donation.
And thank you for breakfast. It was delicious.
Yes.
But the one I'm most excited about is Ellie called up, and Ellie said that she would give you...
$100.
$100 if you took her friend Danny on a date. And so you did.
Yes.
Today you took Danny on the date, and I thought, I wondered what you'd be like on a date. Let's get Danny on the line and see how you went. Good. Danny, are you with us?
Hi, how's it going?
Good. How was it?
Yeah, he was really lovely.
Yeah. I'm yeah. sorry, Danny.
That's not much.
And well, I think I made the first move wrong where, Danny, I took you for a coffee and tell Carrie what you do for a job.
I'm a barista.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Right. Yeah. So was it good coffee or bad coffee?
It was okay. I'm not gonna say yes or no. But yeah.
So what did
really
you chat? What did you chat about, Danny?
He asked a lot of questions, which was great because I was like super nervous. So he was a really good quiz master. We'd met a few times before, like at gigs and stuff like that. But this was like my first date, so it was weird to be going out with someone that you knew of. But didn't
your
know
first date him. Ever, Danny?
Ever.
Oh, my God. Tommy, this is awesome. You got to go out with Danny for her first ever date. I hope you left a good impression.
Well, no, that really technically means I've been Danny's worst date ever.
Well, it means it can only go up from there.
Yeah, you start at the bottom, Danny. Danny, you should have all the confidence in the world in the dating world because you're great date material.
Oh, thanks.
You had great chat. I had a great time. I don't want your friend to pay the money, so we're going to pay the donation.
Okay, and you do know that I'm also going to match her donation, so...
Oh, you don't need to...
Oh, Danny. Yes. Oh, you're getting closer to your 50,000. Few more dates, mate.
Yeah.
50,000 more dates and you might get...
Yeah, we'll get there. Hey, here's what I do want some help with. I'm not drinking. And I'm 4 days, so I'm not drinking now until the marathon.
Yes.
And as
I
you
did
know,
see your Instagram post. You're 4 days in. It was like you hadn't drunk for about 10 years.
Well, because I haven't been, I don't think I've been, I definitely wouldn't have been a full week without a drink probably
what?
Since I was 18.
I've almost been a full year. What? Since you're 18?
So.
Wow.
Yeah, and I put some mayo on that, probably 16. Anyway, give us a call.
Oh my God.
I'm struggling with it. And I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who have given up
drinking.
Because my job, I gig every night
and
you have a beer on stage, you have, you know.
So do you need help? You need tools?
I just need a bit of advice. 13 10 60, how are you going to survive till December? Yeah, stop drinking. Give us a call. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little. But you're genuinely now asking for help because you've given up drinking before your marathon.
Yes.
And you find, look, you're only 4 days in and you're genuinely actually going to find this quite hard.
I did, yes. Yeah, I'm already finding it hard. Last night, I was cracking it at home, and Luke, my housemate, he did point out, I said, God, I want something. Like, what do people do?
Yeah.
What do people do when
it's
they don't
habitual.
Drink?
It's habitual.
And he goes, mate, how long has it been? And I said, 3 days. And he goes, it's Wednesday. Like, this is, most people haven't had a drink till now. It's Wednesday. And
it's like not having your daily coffee. It's just something you go do.
Yes.
I know that.
Tia, help.
Tommy, I think you should try the non-alcoholic beer that Hugh has been drinking.
Yeah, okay. I think this might be a good idea as well,
Because then you've got the feeling of having it in your hand.
Yes.
Have you tasted it, Tia?
No, I haven't. I'm only 19. I probably wouldn't like it, but, I mean, if you drink beer, why not?
Yeah, so she's saying if you're old like you, you'll be right.
Thank you for those young words of advice. I think that's a good one.
Yeah, I think it's a great one.
Barry, what do you reckon?
Hey, Tommy, do what I did. Get really drunk, sick for 3 days, and I haven't touched a drop in 20 years.
Oh, wow.
Barry. Gosh.
I mean, I like to think I've given it a nudge in my time, but sick for three days.
I don't know, though.
That must have nearly killed you, Barry.
Try drinking rum.
Yeah, rum. And it didn't put you just off rum. It put you because often
everything.
If you have
everything. Like a tequila experience, you don't, yeah.
But off everything, Baz?
Yep.
Mate, 20
off
years.
Of everything.
And it, do you just look and feel incredible?
I just hate the smell of alcohol.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Okay, that'll do it. Yeah. How's socialising been?
Good, good. I can go out and everyone drinks, not a problem.
Okay.
Good on you, Baz.
That's the thing I'm worried about too, is my mates will go to the pub.
It's the same thing that you do when you're pregnant. You just go and then you're home in bed by 8:30. Mm. It's really good. You'll get a lot of sleep.
Hope, what do you reckon I should do?
Just fall pregnant. I was pregnant for 18 months out of 24 months.
I mean, wow. Hang on.
Doing the math?
I was trying to work out how many babies
I've got. My kids were born the same day, 12 months apart.
Oh, wow. My gosh. How are you not having some drinks just to survive that?
Well, breastfeeding and stuff too.
Oh, yes, of course. You just got to get some boobs, start breastfeeding, have some bubs.
Get up the duff. Okay, not a bad idea.
Jesse's got a good idea. Jesse, what do you reckon?
Hey, Tommy, I haven't got some good advice for you, but I'm going to play devil's advocate. Mate, I'll donate $100 if you have a couple of cans.
Oh. What? That's not what I thought your idea was.
We've heard it. We'll take the last answer. Great job. Thanks, Jesse. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy
Little. Okay, so you've been pranking me all year. It was time to get you back. I came up with the most monumental prank ever. I involved all of our producers.
From different companies, people that don't work here. For this radio station, the work at the TV network,
I know.
You got involved.
I got my partner Chris on board. He had to do some acting. I'm going to give props to our producer Sonda in this whole thing because her acting is extraordinary. Anyway, listen out for that. Here is how it all went down when I pranked Tommy and pretended.
Every day, the Carrie and Tommy show has a pre-show meeting. Today, Carrie walked into the studio in pain and on the phone to her partner Chris, who is in on the prank.
What's the saying that it's just often rather than like it was before? No, I know, but you know how it was like I just said to you it was dull all the time. Well, I know. Okay, well, no, why don't I just drive there and I'll just meet you there? No, but by the time you get here though, then by the time I get there. Yeah, you just go there, and then if he says go, if I say go, I can just go home, and then you can just go back to work rather than you coming all the way here. Yes.
Tell Chris.
But can you call him on the way? Because I can't just rock up there.
The trap has been set, and Tommy takes the bait.
Where's it hurting?
It's just like the same pain I had all morning, but it's now just coming like
on in waves.
In waves.
Okay.
Oh, he's so stressed him out.
Yeah. Well, mate. Do you want to bring your jacket?
Do you want my car
is at the boat thing.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Can you just drive mine?
No, I can just drive. You don't need
I'll,
the car.
I'll drive. I'll drive. That's all right.
Come get in my car.
Don't come and get in.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Out of nowhere, producer Sonda starts crying uncontrollably. That was not part of the plan.
Do you need to
put
the
timer on?
Yes. All right, Carrie, you tell me when things are on and I'm going to start timing you.
You okay, mate?
Yeah, it's really weird. Like, it feels really different to Evie.
It's all going to be on. We'll be hospital in 15 minutes.
Okay, so that is the 3 minutes apart.
Don't cry. You're going to make me cry.
Gary's about
a baby. Oh, Don, mate. You're meant to be. Don't. Just don't. I'm so excited.
I'm scared.
Don't be scared.
On the way to the hospital, Tommy tries to keep the mood light and distract Carrie from the pain.
I mean, should I start the live stream? Is this the carpet?
Thank you.
Look at us. Just girls on a girls trip. It feels like Brooklyn in the summer. Yeah. Is that helping at all?
It smells like alcohol.
Hey? You smell like alcohol.
You okay, mate? You smell like alcohol.
Okay.
Producer Sonda started to cry again. Again, this was not part of the plan.
Okay.
Son?
Yep.
You just need to relax.
Okay. Really? But are they going to be okay? Everything's going to be okay.
They're at a hospital.
Okay.
And they're together.
Why are you stressed? You've got to think positive thoughts.
I know, I'm just worried.
I know, but that doesn't help any. And I don't even mean like outwardly. I just mean it doesn't help you.
No, I know.
Doesn't help the world.
Everything's gonna be fine, isn't it?
She's having a baby, mate. It's not fine. It's great.
It's so painful.
Yeah, sure. Okay. I don't understand that, but.
Yeah. She'll be fine.
But she's got to do that.
She's a healthy
at
baby.
Some point.
Everything's fine. Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's got to come out. Yeah. It's got to come out.
But that's not the end.
No.
The pain kept going for a good another half hour. I'd spoken to our boss from the project. Mm-hmm. I'd spoken to our boss, Gemma, here at radio, mm-hmm. and explained the situation that you weren't going to be in today.
No, and then, I went and grabbed a coffee.
Yeah. And you let me stew on it. Hear the reaction to the build-up from all those people being involved for the moment that you finally come in and surprise me and reveal that it is a prank. Hear that next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We're in the middle of pranking you, if you've been listening. The last break we had ended with you dropping me off at the hospital, you getting in the car with our producer, Sonda, who was in tears.
Sonda cried twice. And I think there was a lot of underlying things.
Yeah, because Sonda knew what was happening. Sonda was in on this. But yeah, it was funny because when we were driving along and she started crying and I was still in the car,
surprised
I was thinking, why is she crying? She knows this isn't real.
I think Sonda was letting a whole lot of frustration out then.
Some home life stuff, do you think?
We're like, Sonda, is this part of the prank? And she's like, sure. It makes it better.
Anyway, I think it is time.
Well, we pick it up and
what? I know you.
Well, because you made me sweat on it for a lot longer than was necessary. And then finally, in the end, you finally ended up revealing that it was a prank. And this is how it went down.
Tommy thinks that Carrie is in labour. He just drove her to the hospital where her partner Chris was waiting. Now he's back in the cupboard prepping for a show that Carrie won't be in. Carrie is heading back to the studio with Web Guy Christian.
So, who'd you just get a text from?
Oh, from Tommy.
What did he say?
Sending you heaps of love, mate. Congratulations in advance.
Oh, my God. Oh. Yes, I think he got it.
He's such a sweetie. He's going to make me all emotional.
Oh. Well, I can't wait to see what he thinks.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go in the office and I've got a pretend baby in a wrap and I'm going to, like, footy it.
Oh, my God.
Go catch. Prank Ellie.
Carrie is about to burst into the studio and surprise Tommy.
So now Carrie is wrapping up a fake baby. That was a quick birth, Carrie.
Maybe it was that easy.
10 minutes.
Right. We ready to do this?
Yeah, sure.
So, I feel bad now.
Okay,
well,
don't just go for it now.
F*** off.
Cat,
oh, are you serious? No way!
Frank Ellie!
No way! You made me cry! Oh, I can't believe that! I thought I was part of something special! Oh, very good! Well, I'm emotionally cooked.
Prank girl wins.
She Prank does. Girl. She ends 2018 on a high. How are you feeling now? I mean, that happened a little while ago, a couple of days ago. How are you feeling now, a few days on?
I'm amazed. The bits that you didn't hear in there are the amount of other parts that were involved. I'm amazed at the orchestrating that was done.
It was
even
tricky.
The subtle things, like I went to put you in my car and you said, because obviously the cameras were in your
car,
all
hooked up in mine,
kitted out.
Yeah.
And so the little things of like you saying, but the baby said to my car, and I said to you, and thought in my head, you don't need the baby seat. But then I stopped myself because I'm like, you're just stressed.
Yeah.
And so fine, if it makes you less stressed, let's just take your car. And all these little moments that I'm like, you know when you go at the end of a movie, there's a twist and you go back and you're like, oh gosh. And even when you got me to speak to one of the bosses at Channel 10 but not the other boss, I'm like, oh, because you only worded up that one of the bosses.
Do you know the funniest moment for me? Because I tried not to overact. I thought if I'm all like, it's going to not look real. So I tried to be really calm. It was when you leaned into me, and you may have heard it there. You leant down into me to pat my hand, say, you're right, mate. And you stunk of alcohol because you'd obviously had a big night out the night before. And I was like, oh, I can smell alcohol. And you're like, yeah, it's me.
Oh, yes. I want to know.
Do you know, could I say the other thing that happened is later that day, I think because I'd got myself in such a high tense, like, feeling position, that later that day I kept having little pains. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, my God, have I somehow brought labour on by pretending to be in labour? And then I thought, if I do go into labour and we're on air, you're not going to believe me because I pranked you before.
But also, even if you went into labour, like I dropped you at the hospital, if you went into labour then, there would have been no prank because you would have been like, well,
I was in labour. I know.
Here's an idea. It is our second last show, live of the year. Of course, Best Of's coming next few weeks, but it's our last chance to do this.
Phone me, my one and only.
Who do we want to call?
This is, of course, where we try and do a phone topic that only relates to one person in the whole country.
Yeah.
I would love you to call if you've pretended to be in labour only to bring on your
birth. To go into labour. No, who's pretending to be in labour? It's not a thing.
No, I'm hoping it's a thing for one person. That's the idea. Do you need to hear the opener again?
Phone me, my one and only.
And we should say, go to @CarrieTommyShow if you want to see the vision of that too. You were so beautiful throughout the whole thing. I think Australia's going to fall in love with you even more watching that video because you were so calm.
I think they'll be also really worried about Sonda. Sonda is okay.
Hubby's already called a couple of times.
Sonda, right. Strangely in on the prank.
13 10 60. If weirdly you were pranking someone pretending to go into labour,
yes,
and then you went into labour.
Yes.
No one's calling, mate.
Chat to you after this.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Earlier in the show, the best prank of the year, I pranked Tommy and pretended awful. I was in labour.
The most awful breach of trust between two family members.
awful but funny. it has created a divide in the family. But no, later that day, after doing the prank, I had some funny tummy pains and then started to think, oh, my God, what if I did go into labour after having just pranked you? And you thought,
well, what better time to do this?
Phone me, my one and only.
I'm surprised we've had callers on this because I can't think often you'd be pranking someone to pretend you're in labour.
Yeah.
Unless you had a national radio show. Yeah.
Really need to fill some content. So let's go to Corey. Corey, did someone pretend to be in labour and then go into labour? That's the question we're asking.
Yeah, love the show, guys. Yeah, my wife called up my work. Yeah. To get me out of work a bit early after lunch. We're going away for the weekend, faking pregnancy, of course, you know, it's coming along. We got home, we got everything packed and ready, and bang, water broke on the front doorstep.
Wow.
That is mid-prank. Phone me, my one and only.
Not even later the day.
Wow. I lost my deposit too, and that's shocking.
But you got a bub out of it, Corey.
I did. I got a beautiful little girl.
Aww.
Congratulations, Corey.
Wow.
That's how the segment went. Except
we've got two other callers.
We've only got one
call. Yes, so maybe this is a common occurrence. Kylie, has it happened to you?
Yes, it has actually. So
what happened?
So 8 years ago, I thought I'll play a prank on my brother. It was actually April Fool's Day. I'm like, oh, I have to play a prank on him. So, and I was due the 4th of April, so I'm like, now I'll just pretend I've had the baby. So, and I did the whole text message, and I did the whole birth announcement, said what it is, what the weight is, what time it was, texted him. I wanted to get a response from him, and he thought I had the baby. So anyways, and then he obviously called, and I didn't. I said April Fool's Day to you, and then that night, I was in labour.
No way.
And so did you have it on the same day?
No, it was a 12-hour labour. But technically,
it had to be in the same day. You just said, when have you pulled a prank to pretend you're in labour and gone into labour?
Right, sorry. Halfway through that story, I got confused at where I was in the world. I'm not sure. Is it still the same day?
Yes. No, Kylie is ticked that box.
Oh, so
that is two people now, which
so
means this is
only.
Not my phone and one only. And Bailey's called up as well, which means this might be phone me my three and only. Bailey, I was going to say, has it happened to you? But you're Bailey, so I'm guessing it hasn't happened to you. Has it happened to a woman in your life?
No, it didn't happen to me. It actually happened to my sister. We were out camping and we decided to come out with the idea that to go into labour and to prank my dad. And anyway, we're in the middle of nowhere, and so we pranked him, but then one thing led to another, and next thing she went into labour, and yeah, we had to deliver the baby on the spot.
While camping?
Yeah, it was crazy. I was running around grabbing towels, like, it was just big commotion, but we delivered it. My sister was sort of all right, but the baby was all right, which is really all that matters. So.
Oh.
Yeah, my sister was sort of all right, but the baby was all right. That's all that mattered. Your sister's okay now.
Oh, she's all right. We're all a bit scarred from the experience.
I bet.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing, Beth.
Yeah. So did your dad deliver the baby?
Well, he was the main one delivering it, yeah.
How awesome.
Is that the most incredible thing you've ever seen, Bailey?
Pardon?
That must be one of the most incredible things you've ever seen.
I wasn't really finding it incredible, but...
Yeah. It would really put me off camping.
When it's your sister too, it's different, isn't it?
And
it's
also,
not your partner.
You just want to have a frothy toast, some marshmallows, and you got old mate over here screaming.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
What have you got for us, Christian?
Okay, so I've bought some treats for two of you. Thank you for such a great year.
Jeez,
we have
our
last show tomorrow.
They must be big treats then.
And you know the way to a pregnant woman's heart is food, so this is delightful.
Oh, we're off to a great start. It's not food.
Oh. Okay. But I think treats meant food.
Yeah, I would have thought edible.
No, like gifts from the dark web. Special gifts.
Drugs.
No, not drugs.
Okay.
So, Carrie, you've been complaining a lot, just in general.
Just in general.
I've got you a muzzle.
That's for you, Tom. What would you say, apart from, like, just the uncomfortableness of having a baby inside you, is, like, the annoying parts of being pregnant?
Not sleeping. I can't sleep at all at the moment.
Yep.
Not being able to eat, like, you know, like prosciutto and soft cheese
while,
and drink some champagne. Oh, the fact that I can't walk at the moment. Okay. I mean, do you want me to keep going?
So we're in that general direction.
Yeah, pelvic sciatica issue.
Walking. What do you have to do when you want to go for a walk?
Just get my legs to go back and forth.
I know, I can answer. Can I buzz in?
Yes.
Tommy, Carrie has to put her shoes on, which she has problems with.
Oh, okay. I have problems putting my shoes on, yes. That made me cry. I was having so many problems putting my shoes on.
Not anymore, because look what I've got you.
Christian.
No, don't look at.
Okay.
So thoughtful.
Gift number one.
Oh, a shoehorn.
I bought you a big shoehorn.
Amazing. I've never had a shoehorn. Can I use it? I'm wearing thongs. Not helpful.
But
I reckon you could skull champagne through that afterwards as well.
Great idea.
Yeah.
I could also whack. No.
Wow. That's where the next baby could come in.
No.
Oh, you meant whack? Oh, you meant discipline. No. Sorry, I was thinking more.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't. Yeah.
I'm not using it as a whip.
Keep it in the bedroom. Putting socks on is difficult too.
Yeah, it is.
And a sock horn.
I have found sort of like a sock horn. It's called the sock glider.
Oh, I'd love a sock glider. That's
and
awesome.
It's basically designed for bigger people like myself. You put the sock on the sock glider and then you put it on the floor
that
and then
is
you push your foot into
so
it.
So brilliant.
Wow.
Wow.
And then, so that'll help.
Do
you.
I, could I use it post baby as well? Could I just start sock gliding in life normally?
Yeah, you can get ready of a morning. You put your socks on your sock glider.
But
so then all you
have
to
bend
do is
down to put the sock on
you lift it up.
You lift this up.
Oh, you hold that up and
then
put that down.
Yeah, the sock glider on.
And then step
in. Oh, thanks, Christian.
You're so
that's very
such
thoughtful.
Practical
that's
presents.
Really
now, I've got my favourite gift.
Chocolate as well?
No.
Okay.
It even says on the side for pregnant women.
Yeah, so good.
Tommy.
It just says for fat pricks below that.
That's why it's come from my cupboard.
Okay, that's where you get it from, the dark web. All right.
Now, my gift to you.
Yes.
What would you say is the most annoying thing about Carrie being pregnant?
She can't drink.
Something like,
how does that impact you? Because I'm no fun.
You've been a little dull.
There's something that you've noticed a little bit over the last few years that involves the
farting a lot.
Oh, the dried apricot syndrome.
Well,
DAS.
For you, Tommy.
Yes.
This is a gift for Carrie, but it helps us all in this confined space.
Okay.
These are called the subtle butt disposable gas neutralizers.
Oh, sub butts.
And so you stick this carbon filter.
Are they charcoal?
Yeah, you put a carbon filter in your underwear, and so when you fart, Carrie, we can't smell it.
Isn't
so
that
is this
great?
Is this a gift for me or you?
Well, it's a
gift.
But
it's a gift for me. But it's for you. You use it and we benefit.
To be fair, I had the problem well before pregnancy, so I could just
How many
use
times
that.
Can you reuse sub butts?
I think they last a couple of use. Oh. I don't know, because I wear my underwear a couple of days.
Pardon? No, you
do
don't.
Do you?
What's wrong with that?
You don't. You're just saying that for effect. There is no. If you do, you're not allowed back in this room.
Why is that bad?
You don't.
Why is that bad? You know that's bad.
I mean, I've worn this shirt for a week, pants for a week.
No, you're just saying this.
I never wear undies for more than 3 days, but,
You don't. No, I don't buy it.
But I shower every morning.
He's a professional man, successful man.
You don't shower.
Is it really
every
embarrassing?
Morning.
Should I just pretend that I don't then?
You do. There's no way you wear the
same.
How many
subtle butts are you going through?
No.
What do you mean? Do you turn them inside out at least?
You don't fart.
No.
Is that why you don't change jocks? Because you're just like, well, I haven't farted in them.
Well, this has gone not where I hoped
it would. Hold on.
Thank you. Do you turn them in?
Do you turn them inside out at least?
We're going to get Christian some underwear.
Mate, this is a... Forget all that we've just done.
We
could
get a
sponsor. This is an intervention moment.
With people Bonds are listening.
Like, just
how often are you supposed to check? It's just a bit of... I don't understand.
What do you... Yeah,
if
you
you're
do.
Going... If you
we
know
don't have time to yeah, explain okay. it. Thank okay. God it's the end of the year. Christian won't be back next year, but we will have a new web guy joining us for 2019.
Yay! Thank God for that.
Thanks for the frizzies.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hughie and Kate, hello. Come on.
Hang on. I don't want to scream too loud. I don't want to send you into labour, Carrie.
Clap it in.
I would not believe anything this woman said. Katie, have you ever had a moment on air where you've realised that your trust in your partner in crime is ruined possibly forever?
Well, I haven't had that so much, but I believe I've provided that for Hughie a few times.
She's the perpetrator, mate. You've entered my world, Tommy Little. This is how I go from day to day, never knowing what's real and what isn't. But
how can I forget, Hughes? The scares.
The scares. There's been so many things. The paternity test. That was, I thought I had a baby.
That's horrible.
Horrible.
One of my favourite ones, but it had a dark undertone to it, was when Lewis, our eldest son, was sick, when he had leukaemia and he'd lost so much weight. They gave us this powder to fatten him up. It's just empty calories. And at that time, Hughie was on protein powder. Do you remember that?
Yes, and you put it in his, you swapped
it. I put the empty calorie powder in his protein powder. So every morning he was like, I don't seem to be losing any weight.
I mean, that's when you're involving your sick son. It's all sorts of wrong town.
When
How
the
long
clouds
did that
are
go
the greyest, I think I pulled out of that after about a week. I felt bad.
It's so hard to keep it going. That's why when we were doing the papping thing with you, Hughie, it was so hard. It's so hard to keep a lie like that going. You just want to tell
months.
Somebody.
That was months.
Because mostly
so long.
You're honest. Mostly you realise you're an honest person. That's what it is.
But can we go with Tommy? Tommy, I need to focus on this. You had
no
idea.
Can you turn your headphones down because you're making everything in here echo?
Hughes, I had absolutely no idea at any point. I thought not only had I spoken to our two bosses, our boss Gemma, but also our boss from the project to get Carrie out of that day, then I'd also started planning in my head my holidays.
Oh, double whammy. Yeah, I don't understand why it had to be you, Tommy.
What do you mean?
Well, it had to be you taking her.
I think they cleverly probably engineered an opening for me to have a heroic moment.
Yeah, right.
And I think I probably, instead of gently opening that door, kicked it down with all force.
But
and
it also made me love you, Tommy.
But Tommy was also probably organising his next comedy festival show off the back of
it as
well.
I did think it was going to be a great moment in it, yes. Yeah. I've got to send back the posters called The Baby Deliverer. Think of a new name for the show.
Hey, before we go, Hughie, you are on a new show that's coming up, I understand, next week, tomorrow, tonight. Is that right?
Well, that's right. And the producer of that show is your husband, who is new Hector Crawford.
I don't know
Crawford.
Why I asked, is that right? I know you're on it.
Yes!
Chris Walker, the new Hector Crawford of TV, as I'm calling him. He's producing all the television. But, yeah, this is a great show with Charlie Pickering hosting it. And I was on with Chris Brown, the
vet. He said you were so good.
Well, we're talking about meat and whether what it's all about meat. So, and it's, I hadn't heard.
No, what is it about? It was all about an animal that you'd never heard of, and to be honest, I'd never heard of. And he mocked me when I said, "What is that?" And then you said it on air, and he said it was so funny when Hughesy said I didn't know what that was. And I was like, "Why wasn't it funny when I didn't know?"
What
it?
Was the animal? Can we say, or does that ruin it?
No, a billabo. Is it a billabo?
Bonobo. Do you know what a bonobo is?
A monkey.
It is.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, bonobo chimps.
Never heard of them.
No, yes. Apparently it's the closest thing to us. Is that right, Hughesy?
Well, the smartest animal apart from humans in the world, apparently. And I've never heard of the freaking
What,
thing.
And are you going to be eating one?
Yeah, well, just watch the show.
All right, I will. Tell me when I can watch it, please.
Next Wednesday, 8:30. Love it. Is it on 9 p.m.? Yeah, absolutely.
There we go. Hughesy and Kate are up next. We're back tomorrow for our final show of the year.
Bye, Dr.
Bye,
Little.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Carrie.
There goes another Carrie and Tommy catch-up packed with something for everyone. With Priceline, there's a huge range of gifts for everyone. Head in store or go online to pick the perfect gift this Christmas.